Libor, thanks for taking the time with me today.
Thank you, Judy. It's a pleasure.
Libor, Messiah is coming up on Thursday and Friday at 7 p.m. at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts. It's become quite the tradition for the orchestra, hasn't it?
It has. It was a tradition long before I became the music director, and so I just stepped into this wonderful tradition. And I was so charmed the first year we performed. We did our performances at St. Francis at that time, and it has this magical feeling, both the venue and everything that leads up to the concert, you know, just walking the streets of Petoskey with the snow coming down and the expectation, and then seeing the people walking the church, and then the atmosphere inside. It's just, it's infectious. It's just breathtaking. It's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful time of community getting together and preparing, you know, our spirits for the holiday season. So, fantastic time.
Yes, and now a new tradition is beginning. You will be performing at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts.
That's correct, yes. You know, we'll be opening this wonderful venue. Most of our performances naturally shifted toward this fantastic facility. And we noticed that all of our fans, all of our audience that has followed us throughout these years performing in different venues enjoys coming in. And our musicians like coming to the venue. And I think it has sort of become the hub, the cultural center. So this year, both of our performances will be performed or will be featured in the Bay Harbor Performing Arts Center, the Great Lakes Center for the Arts.
Well, I will be there on Friday evening with WCMU. I have not been to the Great Lakes Center for the Arts yet, so I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope that folks come up and say hi. So I'm looking forward to that, too. Messiah was premiered in 1742, and there are lots of stories about it, how Handel wrote it in 2 weeks and locked himself in the room, didn't eat or sleep, came out of the room in, you know, cold sweats and said, it's done. Lots of stories behind Messiah. But it has become such a tradition and such a part of our culture. What is it, in your opinion, about Messiah that makes it endure?
Yeah, what's the universal appeal? I keep asking. You know, from a simple kind of a human position, I think we all love the idea of connecting on the spiritual level with the wonderful text and the message of the text, this contemplation about Messiah's coming and the birth of Jesus and, of course, about the passion of the Jesus and his crucifixion and resurrection. And then also the musical virtues of the work that are so inspiring and really just adoring the words with the best of what Handel practiced up to that point. And we know that he was a wonderful composer that did a lot of writing for the opera, and he had his own opera company, composed almost 40 operas for London audiences. And so it was that Italian flair that was sort of a driving force behind the music. And then when the situation turned, when you know, in 1728, Beggar's Opera was introduced and people started looking at the opera as something that's just too complicated, too elaborate, too expensive, and they were looking for something less of a highbrow affair, and so he naturally turned his attention to oratorio, which he has written before, but now with such an intimate knowledge of English choral writing, he infused it with more choruses and made it really very unusual in that respect. And I think the music itself offers everything that his operas did, but now it's paired with a fantastic libretto by Jennings and in English. And it was something that immediately appealed to middle-class white Protestant audiences. And then the way he introduced it when, you know, some of those performances, actually all of those performances benefited some charities, it was a winning situation. Not only the music and the libretto immediately appealed to the audiences, but the idea of charity and how this music benefits everybody, benefits us, the musicians, the listeners, our spirit souls, but also the ones that really need our help, you know, are sort of left on the edge of a society. I think that that whole scenario has made it what it is today, the staple of the what we call classical music, of the classical fair. And I think even today, today's audiences feel that this is that the moment where you can self-reflect, you can join others, and we are moved to be our best and help others and be part of this global community.
Oh, that is so well said. And to think that 277 years later that this is still happening.
Yeah. Yes, that's amazing.
It is.
You know, one day I think I read this and I started thinking about, can you imagine all the musicians that have performed throughout those 277 years? All the choir members and all the people, because, I mean, this, from the very beginning, he introduced it in whether it was in Dublin or later in London. This was attended by hundreds and hundreds. There were notices asking gentlemen not to bring their swords, ladies not to bring their corsets, so that we can fit more people. And so if you have an audience of 700 to 2,000, you know, in one performance or two performances, and they repeat it so many times per year, and then it becomes sort of, you know, the fair of whole Europe and then Americas. How many people were so connected to the music? If Handel was alive and we lined up to say thank you and congratulations, how many years would it take for all of us to be able to say thank you and show our appreciation? Like, it's amazing.
That's an interesting concept. Not to mention all the sing-along Messiah performances.
Right. Oh my. Yes.
Now this weekend is not a sing-along, but folks will, tap their toes a bit or move with the music a bit. Certainly invited to do that.
You know, we did at times ask audience to join in Hallelujah chorus. And I'm sure it's probably accepted to hum along during the Messiah. In St. Francis, it was somewhat difficult because of the acoustic, because of the little reverb and stuff to continue staying together with sing-along. So that's why we sort of stayed away from the tradition. But I'm sure people are humming along.
It's hard not to.
It's quite all right.
Yeah,
it's hard not to, exactly.
And that tradition, again, tradition with the Hallelujah chorus, when that music starts, everyone will stand up, and everyone knows to do that.
I think it started with King himself that was so moved that he rise to his knees, I mean, to his feet, and everybody else sort of followed. And so, it started this wonderful, wonderful custom. And it's so moving. It's so such a wonderful way to pay respects. And you know, in our the classical world, people standing up and sort of paying respect or giving standing ovation, all that, it is such a special moment to connect with your audience. And it's so meaningful to us as performers to see the appreciation. That every time we see that, I think we're moved by it.
Oh, definitely. You know, as a musician and as a conductor, when you see that your audience is thrilled and moved, yeah, that is so rewarding. And speaking of rewarding, as a conductor, conducting the Messiah, wow, that must be a really special thing for you.
Yes. Every year I come back and my wife asks me, you know, are you nervous about this? Are you excited about this? Or is it more of, I know Messiah, it's the same. What is it? And each year I come with this new excitement and expectations. And this past weekend, I worked with the choir on the choruses, and every year there is new things to be discovered, new excitement about it, and I feel the same energy coming from the singers. And tonight we're gonna have the first rehearsal with our musicians, and it's the same thing. It's, you know, across the board, and you know, you being a musician yourself and performing around, you know that sometimes if you play the same things over and over and over, it can become kind of a routine thing. And yet I don't feel that that's happening with Messiah here at Great Lakes, that there is this new excitement, expectation with each year as we come back to it and work on it. So it's very rewarding. What we do is to bring some new soloists, and so there is that aspect of slightly different. I work with the soloists, allow them to really give their own rendition, and orchestra, of course, follows along. And so that's the excitement of something new. And then we have our fantastic chorus that sort of enriches that whole experience. And the orchestra just loves playing those two orchestral numbers, the overture and then the pifa. So I get excited each time I conduct it.
Let's hope that lots of folks come to the Great Lakes Center for the Arts Thursday and Friday and experience that same excitement. By the way, we will ask them to leave their swords and corsets at home, okay? Otherwise, everyone is welcome. Come as you are, right?
That's right. That's wonderful.
And folks can get tickets at glcorchestra.org and come to the Great Lakes Center for the Arts and experience the tradition and the power and just the emotion of Messiah under the direction of Maestro Libor Andras, my guest today. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Judy. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you. See you on Friday.
Looking forward to it.